This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny in Staten Island. What's up, Vinny? How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you? So, Jerry, I agree with you with the whole NIL, because there was a kid yesterday from Xavier. He played 6 years on the same team. And so basically, I know they got rid of the whole you lose an eligibility if you transfer. Because back in the day, if you transfer from one school to another school, you lose that eligibility. And one thing I also want to admit I hate is the fact that if you're a college player, let's say you're a second round draft pick in going for the NBA, you could go back to school and say, you know what, I'll take the $2 million because I can make that going back to school instead of staying in the NBA draft. While in the NFL, once you hire that agent, you can't go back to school. And if you're a third or fourth round pick, you know, you're going to get an NFL contract, but you're not going to make as much like you could have made in college. So those are the rules I don't like because it's like in the NBA draft, you can be like, hey, I could stay here for $2 million and work my path to maybe get a first round draft pick. And then in the NFL, it's like, no, I got to stay if I hire an agent.
I don't know how accurate that is. The fact of the matter is that they all have agents now coming out of high school.
They have agents in high school.
Yeah,
now.
I know that. And the reason that you have some 6-year players also, you got to remember that some of these kids are still tied to COVID and all the COVID rules.
That's running out. Yes.
That's running out.
I think that is finally over now.
But where we're going to see some more of that is when you see these kids coming out of the junior college, and that's when they're going to be transferring. And if I'm like Rick Pitino, why am I drafting a high school athlete when I can get one from a JUCO, which is going to be a 20-year-old, or I can get a kid that's disgruntled somewhere else? And the other weird thing about all of this is just like in college football, when the transfer portal opens, it was right in the middle of the college football playoff.
And what's happening?
College basketball transfer portal opens right in the middle of the NCAA championship run. I think the Sweet 16 is when it opens.
Did you see Danny Hurley on 60 Minutes on Sunday?
I did not.
So they are back-to-back national champions.
Yes.
And Danny Hurley said he knows 50% of his team is probably going into the portal. I mean, and part of it is kids don't like their playing time, so they go somewhere else.
Or the kid doesn't like playing for the coach, which he has intimated, by the way. Which he has intimated this year. Maybe these kids don't like the way I coach. Maybe they're too soft.
But I think it's different if you just aren't seeing eye to eye with your coach as opposed to I can get more. It's like, would you like it as a Ranger fan if every single year you turned over your roster 75%
of it? I don't like it as a Maryland fan. Right. So, and you know what else I don't like as a Maryland fan? Maryland playing Ohio State. Ohio State's got all this money behind it, and they openly recruiting a Maryland player after the game on the field.
Yeah, and that's
You should go into the transfer portal,
college,
because we would love to have you on our team. And you know, so they poach within their own
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. These guys are calling everybody when they're not supposed to be.
I need to sit down with Tony Petitti.
You should. That would be kind
of
cool, actually.
Because the other thing, too, is the Big Ten. I need to sit down and talk to him. Let's get these things straight.
The rules change every week.
Yeah, I don't think Charlie Baker, the president of the NCAA, really has much to stand on. He needs to get Congress involved.
They need to do something stinks.
This is where you have to get Congress involved, because if you don't, then it's going to be the wild, wild west, and going to do what every state wants to do, like what Alabama and Georgia are potentially doing with their state income tax in regards to the nil payments.
College athletics are more of the wild, wild west now than they have ever been. Here's Ryle, one more. Ryle and East Islip, and then we'll get back to the football. What's up, Riley?
Hey, what's going on? The NIL is the worst thing to happen to college sports. It took all loyalty away from the school. They're not playing for the school. They're playing for themselves and a paycheck.
Yeah, I know. I want to be clear, though, too. I do believe what it was intended to be was good. Name, image, likeness. There's no reason that if when you were at Maryland, someone bought a Boomer Esiason's number 7 jersey.
Right, I could have done a car dealership. Yes. I could have done anything 100%. Because of what I was doing on the
field.
Signed
cards, autographs, T-shirt, all good.
And I really felt like the school gave me, something that you can't pay for, and that's memories. And memories were because I spent 5 years there, and I was with all my buddies, and it took a lot to get to where I was, and I appreciated the struggle. Part of that was, the enjoyment of it all when you look back on it.
Could you imagine playing in 5 different schools in 5 years?
I couldn't, but I can't say that I wouldn't have. I know I was angry my second year when they redshirted me.
Sure.
I was like, you're redshirting me? What? Because you take it as an athlete, you're not good enough, and you take it personally.
Well, did you see, I'm going to ask you this question. Did you see Steve Young, I can't remember who the interviewer was. Doesn't matter, but I'll get it from Al. He'll remember. It was on YouTube. Steve Young did this 2-hour sit-down. Steve Young tells the story that when he went to BYU,
yes,
he was 8th on the depth chart, 8th. And North Carolina wanted him as the starting quarterback, but he didn't realize where he'd be on the depth chart when he went to BYU. So he finds out where he's at, and I guess he goes through a year or so, or maybe part of the first year. Al, are you on the phone? Who was the guy who interviewed Steve Young that we watched?
Graham Bensinger.
Okay, that's who it was. Really a very good conversation. He says he called home to tell his dad that, I'm 8th on the depth chart. North Carolina wants me. They want me to be their starter. His dad basically told him, if you quit BYU, go do what you want to do, but you ain't coming home because I don't take quitters in this house.
Yeah.
You realize how far we are from that mentality?
Jerry, I was 10th on the depth chart when I got to Maryland. And I got redshirted my second year, and I was ready to leave. And my dad said, nope. You ain't going anywhere.
And had you, you might not have turned out to be the quarterback you were.
So good for Steve Young's dad and good for my dad for holding us accountable and not letting us, wuss out.
But that's not what it is
anymore. Go fight for something. Go believe in yourself for something and stop, blaming everybody else for whatever issue you may have.
All true. Scott in Marlboro. What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's up, Jared?
How are you, bud?
Scotty, what's happening?
Yeah. Hey, what's up? All right. It's the Wild West, my man. It's the Wild West. My son is a junior. Jerry knows who my son is. He's a good athlete. He's looking at a couple Division I programs. And basically, they tell you, we're not even going to look at you until summer of your senior year because of the transfer portal.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Right. It's not the way it used to be where you'd be recruited as a junior.
By the way, what sport does your son play?
He plays soccer, which is even worse, Boom, because they take international before they take Americans.
I could see that. Yeah.
It is almost impossible again, he was player of the year this year. And it's one of those things where they don't care. We're going to take a 24-year-old from international, whether it's Venezuela, Colombia, so on and so forth. We're going to put him on the roster because he's a little bit more mature in his body. And we'll see you probably your sophomore year.
All right, so let me ask you this question. Your son was player of the year. You say junior in high school or college?
In high school.
So he's in high school now, so that's a different story. If he were a junior in college, then I think he would have the leverage then to decide where he was going.
Mike's point, though, is it used to be if you were that good in high school, you got recruited. But now because of these rules and how your eligibility, they're taking older people.
How many times have we heard, I know that, I'm sure that Chris Snee's son, who's an eighth grader, I would think is already receiving scholarship offers.
I would think so too. Yeah,
but that is like the rare one. That's the rare kid.
Yeah, I mean it's just different.
He's 13 years old for God's
I know,
sake.
But his dad played in the NFL. Like I do and understand.
He looks
that
like
looks like
a man. Something. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it. One more, Alex in New Jersey. What's up, Alex?
Yeah, I just had a quick point. I want to get Boomer's take on it, if possible. How come the college golfers can take NIL money, but they can't take prize money if they win the Masters or place in the Masters or U.S. Open?
Yeah, as an amateur, yes, right. I know.
But
which is so screwy, and that should go by the wayside as well. It really should.
I agree, especially if they're being paid already. And they can take payment for other things, then you're already a professional.
Whole thing is idiotic, and it's completely, it's going in different directions. And every state, every sport, every group is there's no uniformity. That's
nothing.
The problem. And I think the commissioners of these conferences are trying to drive uniformity, but you're dealing with all these different schools.
I'll give you one quick one.
Do you think like Ohio State wants somebody or some bureaucrat or some commissioner like Tony Petitti, who's a great guy? Do you think they want to listen to him?
No, they want
I'm not trying to say disrespect. They should listen to him because I think he's extremely bright. He knows the sports landscape. He knows what it's all about. But they want to run their program the way they want to run it, and they're going to spend $20 million on their players to win a national championship,
as they have.
Yes,
they have. I'll give you one quick one.
Just can't beat Michigan.
Because this is the one thing that I could not believe it when I read it. And this is where I'm saying just the college sports are just haywire. So Ben Johnson got fired by Minnesota this week. Literally, they lose the game the other night. They lose Wednesday afternoon, Tuesday, whatever day I was in Indianapolis. They lose at like 6 o'clock. They lost the game. They get on the charter. They go back. He gets fired when he gets off the plane. 4 years. They've been okay, but they have not been good. Reading the article about this, it said that they had zero NIL money or money from a collective, which is what I don't even know what these things even mean. But the only money he had to pay players was money that he himself and his staff raised.
Could raise through their collective.
And it was only, I say only, but it was only $2 million compared to a lot of schools that are shelling out $7, $8, $9 million for their
teams.
Yeah,
I know. I have friends that are part of a University of Maryland collective, and I don't know what's going on there or what's happening there. And they do. They are passionate about the school. They're passionate about the program, and I appreciate that. And I love the fact that they love it so much. You know, I used to give money to the school, but I will not do it anymore. You know, I a couple of years ago, I gave money for a scholarship for a team manager.
That's very nice of you.
In the name of the manager that I had when I was there, because mm-hmm. he was a great guy and he really took great care of us. I don't mind. I didn't mind doing that. But when they start asking for money about, you know, for these athletes, I'm like, I'm sorry. There's not a chance in hell that I am writing a check for that. As much as I love the school and I'll support the school, I can't wrap my head around giving an 18-year-old or a 20-year-old $1.5 million to come play basketball at the University of Maryland in a beautiful facility, in a beautiful building, on a beautiful campus, and with 30,000 people, you know, or 20,000 people coming to a game.
And by the way, that money will not ensure that he stays more than a year.
That's the thing. There's no loyalty.
Then
again, it also could be wasted money if you give it to the wrong guy.
100%. And I understand the notion where a lot of people will say, well, you know, the coaches always win and leave. That's true. I'm not going to argue with that. But this has become, we've gone so far the other way, it is beyond absurd.
But that's why Charlie Baker, the president of the NCAA, needs Congress to get involved.
I understand. Something has to happen.
Sort of federal requirements or something to at least put some sort of lid or rule into this. But then I think you're going to have the players joining a union so they could have actually voting rights to make sure that their rights are being protected.
So again, call them what they are. They're now professionals.
Yeah, well, it's like the CBA for the NFL, the CBA for the NBA, the CBA for the MLB players,
fine,
the CBA
for
the NHL players.
Then they should have to sign contracts then. You want to come to a school and dance around and move around, then you're going to sign a contract so you know how long you're going to be there.
And I do think that these guys do sign contracts. They do sign contracts to get the initial money up front, and then if they reach certain parameters or do certain things that they're supposed to do, like start a certain amount of games or win a certain amount of games, then they'll get more money.
Unless it's the Arizona Cardinals, and then they hold you back at the end. All right, quick break.
Yes.
When we come back, we'll get CeeLo in here one more time.